Tonight, we're going to discuss a part of Chodesh Elul, which is a little bit better sourced in Rishonim than some of the other parts of Chodesh Elul that we've spoken about last week, various minhagim, we call them, about different things that are not sourced in Rishonim. And Mitzvah Shem, next week, I hope to talk about the David Hashem Vayri, which is clearly not in the Rishonim sourced. Tonight's sugya, the blowing of the shofar during Elul, that already is well sourced in Rishonim. And I'd like to spend some time tonight discussing the understanding of this whole idea of blowing shofar during the month of Elul. The underlining chakira that we're going to work our way through throughout the entire shir tonight is how do we understand the obligation of the shofar during Elul. We know that shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a chiyuv midaraisa, it's a biblical commandment. Every individual must hear a shofar. Whether you're in shul, whether you're at home, whether you're in a hospital, every person must hear the shofar. It's what we call a chiyuv yachid. The big chakira of the night, and we'll work our way through this throughout the evening, is what's the chiyuv of the shofar during the month of Elul? Is it similar to the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, which is an obligation on each and every individual? Or is it only a chiyuv on the community? So this shaila comes up very often when you have someone who's either on vacation, he's away, he oversleeps and doesn't make it to Minyan. Is he mechuyiv during the month of Elul? Someone who's not davening with a Minyan for whatever reason, is he still mechuyiv to then go hear the shofar, blow the shofar, hire someone to sound the shofar, to fulfill your, so to say, obligation of shofar during the month of Elul? In order to answer that question, we have to first understand what exactly is the obligation or the source for sounding of the shofar during the month of Elul. So if we look, and this one is a lot easier because it's well brought down in Rishonim. For example, in the Torah, in Tavkuf Be'alef, he quotes Tanya B'Pirkei D'Rabbi. He says the source for this whole shofar blowing starts off in a Pirkei D'Rabbi Elazar. How does it read? It says like this: Brosh Chodesh El Lomra Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Moshayid Yish El Hashem Tol Moshe Abenu Alai Allah Alai Ahara. I want you to come back up on the mountain. When Moshe Abenu went up again to be makabel the luchais, she'az ola lekabel luchas achrenis. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up for a second time post the chet eagle to get the luchais. Veheviru shofar b'machan, and they sounded a shofar in the camp. Moshe ola lahar. Moshe went up to the mountain. Shela yitu oid achar v'dizara. This shofar was supposed to be like a reminder: don't mess up, don't do anything wrong while I'm gone. I'll be back. Have patience. Don't worry. Says the Pirkei D'Rabbi Elazar, Hashem was very uplifted by the shofar. This meant a lot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Pasuk, Olo Elokim Besu, Hashem is uplifted through the sounds of the shofar. L'chein, therefore, Hiskinu Chachameinu. It's a Takonas Chazal. Now those are very strong words. Takonas Chazal. That sounds like it's real. It's a real mitzvah d'rabbanan. We're going to see at the end of the shir, hopefully on page 3, it goes so far that Ephraim Greenberg has a tshuva where he discusses why is there no bracha? It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. That's the wording of the Torah. Hiskinu chachameinu. That sounds like a takanas chazal. Why is it different lighting neiros Shabbos, neiros Chanukah, any mitzvah d'rabbanan? But that's the words. Therefore, zok the Torah, sheyutaykim rosh chodesh elul b'chol shana v'shana. Firstly, we should blow every rosh chodesh elul to commemorate the Moshe Rabbeinu shofar blowing. Then here's where it gets interesting. Why would I blow a middle of the month? I understand why I blow Rosh Chodesh El to commemorate Moshe Rabbeinu Shofar. But Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he was gone. Why are we blowing Beis, Gimel, Dalet, all the rest of the month? Says the Torah, the reason why we sound the Shofar is to motivate, to awaken the people to do tshuva. To which many people ask, so why stop Rosh Hashanah? Go all the way to Yom Kippur. If it's about tshuva, tshuva doesn't stop Rosh Hashanah, tshuva goes to Yom Kippur. So there's a long bach over here that goes through a lot of this discussion of understanding the two ideas that the Rishonim bring down. Shenemai quotes a pasuk, "Im yutaka shofar b'iva am la'chradu." Is it possible to sound the shofar in the city and the people won't tremble? So from this pasuk in Navi, we learn that a shofar is a motivational tool to get people to do tshuva. A very, very important pasuk. As we'll see later tonight, shit, that the Achrayim make big halachas out of this pasuk. What's the pasuk? "Im yutaka shofar b'iva am," and the nation, the people, lo yachradu, won't tremble. Says the Rosh, that's one reason. Another reason why we sound the shofar is we want to mess around with the sun. We want the sun to never know which day is Rosh Hashanah. The sun, you know, he thinks there's only 2 days he blows Rosh Hashanah. The whole month, he's all out of whack. He doesn't know what's going on. We confuse him. Two reasons brought down in Rishon. So according to this, we have two reasons why we sound the shofar the whole month. One is to create a lahazir b'tshuva, based on a pasuk in Navi. And the second one is la'arvei v'esasot. Says the Torah, v'chei noegim ba'ashkenaz. And that's the Ashkenazic custom. Again, Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch does not bring down the minhag to sound the shofar. What the Svardim do is they sound the shofar during slichas. They don't blow shofar like at the end of davening like we do. They sound it throughout the slichas. We'll talk a little bit, maybe a little bit at the end of this year, why is that significant for us. It's significant for me because I was walking, I live across the street from a Sephardic shul. So I was walking up at around 5:30 one morning to the sound of a shofar. So my question was, so I heard shofar already. Would I be able to leave davening early and miss shofar because I already heard shofar at 5:30 in the morning in my bedroom? Is that good enough to hear the shofar in your bedroom? That might be part of the same chakir that we started off with. Is it a chiv yachir or is it a chiv tzib? Maybe. We have Salvechik as a piece which we need to talk about as well, about exactly when to sound the shofar as well. That's also a good point. Maybe there's a specific time for when they sound the shofar. We'll have to hopefully get to that as well. The Torah concludes, that's the common custom in Ashkenaz, L'tkoya b'chol boikir v'erev, to sound the shofar every morning and evening, achar atfilah, after davening. The same wording is found in the Ramon Shulchan Aruch. He uses the same words of boikir v'erev, achar atfilah. And we'll see that Rav Salavechik is medayik from these words, achar atfilah, that there's a specific time when to sound the shofar. Hopefully we'll get to that later this evening. So, this is the source for what we do, what's known as blowing the shofar during the Chodesh Elul. It's brought down in Tor, quoting the Perkei Debalaz. Now, obviously, what should trouble everyone is that we don't do it twice a day. We don't blow boikir v'erev. Which shul do you ever find that blows the shofar erev? The way it was brought down is boikir v'erev, and the Ramah writes it that way also. If you look in the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch and Tovkuf Pe'alf, he also says boikir v'erev. Although that's not the common custom, that's the way it's brought down. If you look at the Darkei Moshe over there, the Darkei Moshe writes from the Minhagim of Isaac Turnow, that Minigut Koyim Rosh Chodesh El Ad Erev Rosh Hashanah, Shuz Chobris, V'oz Mavsikim Lut Koya, we stop on Erev Rosh Hashanah, V'chayzim V'toykim Bir Rosh Hashanah, V'zeh Shloshim Yoyim. We want to get 30 days of Shofar blown. Why? V'samach L'dover Tikku B'choy De Shofar. It says in the Pasuk, Tikku B'choy De Shofar, so we want to be blowing Shofar for a whole Chodesh. We want to get 30 days worth of blowing Shofar. D'mash M'choy De Shalem, Shuz Shloshim Yoyim. So you want to get 30 days of Shofar blowing experience. V'hakol, says the Darkei Moshe, the whole thing is why? Kidei la'arbe v'sasatim. So the Darkei Moshe seems to be picking sides. He doesn't mention anything about tshuva, his iris. It's all to mess around with the satan. Shlo yodu masa yeh Rosh Hashanah. So he'll never know when Rosh Hashanah is. Ulchei nami im mevorchem achodish tishri. And that's also why we're not mevorchem achodish tishri, says the Darkei Moshe, is to mess around and confuse the satan. Okay. If you look at the Mat Ephraim, when the Mat Ephraim brings down this minhag, he writes, Mirish chodish el v'ilach toikim b'chol yem achar gemar tefillah, tashrat. So he first tells us, how much are you supposed to blow? So he says the minhag is, it's brought down like this by Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the minhag is you blow tashrat. We'll see hopefully later tonight that there are those people that blow not just a tashrat, they blow a tashat, a tarat, and a tashrat. We'll see why it's based on a bach. But the minhag, I think, in most of our communities, except for maybe the chassidim, is that we just blow a tashrat in the morning. Koydim amiras tehillim, umaschilim utkayim yamshen shosh chedish, v'yeshnoigim lahaschil atkib yamishim, we spoke about that last week. Then he said this, v'yeshe toikim gamken achat tfilas arvis. There are those people that even blow after ma'irif, which is not so far-fetched. It's brought down like that in the Torah to blow at night. I'm not aware of that being the custom in our communities, writes the Mat Ephraim. Then he writes, we go except till Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Then on the footnote of the Mat Ephraim, they write, I am Bel Yerabo, Shekei Noigim B'Prag. That the minhag of Prague was, he used to blow shofar at night. Umashma Shetoikim B'Tfilas Arvis, Gam B'Motzei Shabbos. Because there's a whole din, Matzei Shabbos, when do you blow shofar? So clearly they were actually blowing it at night. Not, as we'll see, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, where he says, Arvis means mincha. No, they were blowing it at night. They were blowing it mamish belayla. So there was definitely, at some time in history, a minhag to blow it at night, although that's not the common custom today. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Igros Moshe, where he discusses the following shaila. What happens if everyone shows up to shul one day, and they daven, and there's no shofar? No one brought the shofar, there's no one to blow the shofar, but there was no shofar sounded. Is there some way to make it up at a different tefillah, or that's it, you don't have to make it up? So Rav Moshe has a very interesting tshuva. In Igros Moshe, number 4, he writes like this. U'bedavar ha'minig shalonu shetoikim shofar b'Rosh Chodesh Elul b'shachris, im ira sheshachul tkei b'shachris. Let's say you forget, the gabbai's not on top of it. The niskru b'mincha, and apparently the group is together by mincha. Usually it's not so convenient like that. Usually da'am b'shachris one place, mincha somewhere else, ma'ariv the third place, but everyone's together. Should they blow shofar by mincha? This was the shaila presented to Rav Moshe.
Is this mashma that it's a
chiyuv? Very good. We'll get to it. Yeah, we're going to get to that in 1 second. We'll see if Tzvika Reisman and Rav Katzvi is going to make a dig from this truth from Rav Moshe. We'll get to that in a second. So it says Rav Moshe, what should you do? So the first question is, it's really a twofold question. Is there a concept of makeup? And is mincha the right time to make it up? Those are two different questions. Meaning, let's say, for example, the tzibur was staying around for an hour for the rabbi to give a shiur. And the rabbi gives a shiur from 8:30 to 9:30. And between that time, someone will bring a shiur. That's one question of, is there a concept that makes it? But at least you're blowing shachris, you're blowing in the morning. Here, they wanted to first blow by mincha. Maybe mincha is too late. So Rav Moshe has an unbelievable understanding of a little bit of the psyche of a human being to why they were misakin to blow the shayf in the morning. Why the morning? Why shachris? So Rav Moshe says like this. He says, "Hinei mekivin sheisa b'rama tavkof payal v'yesh mekayim shetekin gam kein arvis." Says Rav Moshe, there was clearly a time in history they blew the shayf at night. V'ugah minik shekatzav ator shenayim ashkalas dekay b'chol baikiv erevach atfila, and that's based on what we saw in the Torah. Umistaver says Rav Moshe, you can't read the Torah that erev means ma'ariv like they did in Prague. Why, says Rav Moshe? Umistaver the erev nami hu kishu yom davka. Even erev meant during the day. Why? Da'yizeh achra mincha, it meant after mincha, like they do in Yakisha communities, right? In broyers, they blow after mincha. Oy, afim neima da'yizeh achra ma'ariv, ha'yim shum shayim mispalim arvis b'yom ha'gadol. Says Rav Moshe, don't translate arvis to mean nighttime. It means when they daven ma'ariv. It either means they daven ma'ariv early, or it means right before ma'ariv. But says Rav Moshe, never did these rishonim meant you blow shayfa tonight at the 8:30 ma'ariv. Why? Says Rav Moshe, because it's not a good time to sound the shofar. We know Laila will be not have to talk about this more when we get into the slichas issue, but we know that nighttime is not Yimei Rachamim. Shofar is supposed to create Rachamim. You don't want to sound the shofar at night. Even though, again, we're talking about the shofar of Elul, which might have its own reasons, but still Rav Moshe felt that even the shofar of Elul, which might only be a wake-up call to get people to the tshuva, just to confuse the satan. If it's just to confuse the satan, then it shouldn't matter what time you do it. Nonetheless, Rav Moshe still held, it has to follow the rules of Rachamim. Therefore, Rav Moshe said, there's no way you can sound the shofar at 8:30 at night. Either Rishonim say Ma'ariv, they mean earlier in the day. Then he goes even further, he says, V'ayim b'chay odom, mefurish, oysa hanoigim utkei gam b'erev hu b'mincha. Rechai Adam says it explicitly, that even those communities who blew at night, they didn't blow shofar at 9:30 at night. They blew earlier in the day. Shalachin avsha anu einoigim utkei el b'shachris, hu toiv l'tashlum b'erev. Says Rav Moshe, although we don't follow this minug, but you see, it's at least an opportunity. It's an option. So says Rav Moshe, you can use that option as a makeup by mincha. So the chiddush of Rav Moshe is that it's not only once in the morning and then it's over. You have the entire, technically you have later in the day as well. The gam efshar shaminik shalonu hu ikre shirak pamachas toikin v'lo yishnei pamayim. Maybe our mix double once and not twice because they have a shachar. Dr. Moshe, why in the morning? Shakol mitzui mebeisak neses. People, there's a better attendance at mincha. At Shachris. But Mincha ain't a comet, so not everyone shows up to Mincha. People daven Mincha at their offices. It's not the same attendance as Shachris. The Gam Shachris, Dr. Moshe, another interesting psychological analysis. Why did they pick to do a Shachris, Dr. Moshe? The Gam Shachris, you create Mishiyot Zilun Lachta, right before you go to work. Odif Lesayu Lechuvah, that's when you need the service before you start the day. Telesani B'derech HaTayr Basakov, so when you go out to work, this is the way you start your day. You just heard the Shofar, you're going to be more honest and proper in business. Similar to a pshat we saw once, Rav Soloveitchik spoke about, that you say Aleinu right before you leave, right before you go out to start your day. The way Aleinu is not really the end of davening. Aleinu is really your introduction to leaving shul. That sometimes right before you leave the shul, you need a little bit of a chizuk. So the shofar is supposed to be the chizuk on your way out to start the day, as opposed to when you finish your day and you're going to come home and go to sleep. You don't need such a chizuk. Zok Rav Moshe shelchein kisheshachachoy v'loitiku be'erev haru me'etzem minagat kiyav v'loirak tashlumin. Akoponim kisheloitiku v'shachos yesh lehem b'tkai b'mincha. So Rav Moshe paskins, you take do have a makeup date by mincha. Yeah, not by ma'ariv, but Rav Moshe holds you have a makeup date by mincha. So it's an interesting tshuva for Rav Moshe, both in lomdis, how he understood the takanas chazal and the rishonim, and halacha l'maisa. So says. Right. So that's why Rav Moshe is not getting involved in what I would have thought you should ask yourself was the reasoning for it. Rav Moshe seems to assume whatever pshat is, it has to follow this rule. So in the Sefer Rotz Katzvi, Tzvika Reisman, he wants to say, hey, one second. You see from Rav Moshe's tshuva that Rav Moshe keeps talking about tzibur, it sounds like it's a chayv tzibur. He writes over here in the bottom, he says over here, number 4b, if you look on the bottom, he says, "Umidvarav shekavu esatkir b'sheifa be'elu b'shachris shal kometzui mesek neses tzas mashmash ikra atakana hoysel atkai b'tzibur." So says Rav Tzvika Reisman, you see from Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe said the reason why we blow in the morning versus the night, because that's when people are there, so it's a raya, it's a chayv tzibur. Mechilas kvar de, I don't see the big raya. I don't think Rav Moshe's agenda was to get into the lomdus. Rav Moshe's agenda was just to tell you why morning versus night, because there's better attendance in the morning. Doesn't mean, and if you're not in shul, you don't have to blow. It was just being masbu why the minhag was the way they went. But that's his agenda, so he wants to prove that Rav Moshe's a raya. I don't think Rav Moshe's a raya to this chakim. If you look at number 5 in the Sefer Ashri Ish by Rabbi Yashiv disagrees on this Rav Moshe. Rabbi Yashiv has two chedushim. Chedush number 1 says Rabbi Yashiv is what? Minik tkias elu nikva letzibur. This whole Tkiyas Shofar is what we call a Chovas Tzibur. If you're davening by yourself, you don't have to go blow Shofar. So Rabbi Yashiv answers the Chakira. Secondly, here's where he argues under Moshe. He writes, K'moikein Tzibur Shleitoku Achre Shachris, in Inyan Lahashem Esat Kiyas Achamincha. He disagrees clearly with Rabbi Moshe. He says there is no such thing as a makeup date for the Shofar. It was Nisakin by Shachris. If it's after Shachris, it's too late. So Rabbi Yashiv is two chidushim. Chidush number one is he's being machriya, the big machloikas achrein, which we'll talk about, whether it's a chavis yachr or chavis tzibur. And secondly, he's arguing on Rav Moshe, where he assumes there's no tashlum. Yeah. Again, that's Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a fair argument based on the Rishonim. You clearly, Rav Yashiv doesn't address it, doesn't bring any proofs. Yeah. Rav Moshe's argument, I think, is quite a compelling argument to prove the way he comes out. If you look in Yerush Seinu, This is the Tovshin Samach Test version. There it's brought down, the minig is B'chol Yom Toikim Gimel Pamim Tashrat, that every day they blow three Tashrats, Hein Achat Tfilas Shachas, Hein Achat Tfilas Arvis. I asked a friend of mine who's a Yek, he told me it's not Ma'ariv. They don't blow after Ma'ariv, they blow after Mincha. It's close to Shkia, it's close to, but it's not Ma'ariv. I asked a fellow today, who's a Yekish Yid, he told me, no, they don't really blow Ma'ariv time, even though it sounds like Achat Tfilas Arvis, he told me, right. But he told me it's not really Ma'ariv. It's really like Rav Moshe said after Mincha. And they stop 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, not Erev Rosh Hashanah. They stop 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Okay. But the big chakir that we need to get to today, which is very negay for those people who want to go on vacation and they're not bringing a shofar with them or a minion with them, is tkiyas shofar of Elul Chovas Tzibur or is it a Chovas Yachid? This is really the chakir of the day. When the Tzvika Reisman in Ratz Katzvit starts and he says he got the shayla from a doctor. He has a doctor who doesn't always have the ability to daven with a minyan because of his schedule. And he came to ask him, he said, what should he do about shofar? Should he, I guess when he has a few free moments throughout the day, should he just blow a shofar or go listen to a shofar? This fellow wasn't able to daven with a minyan kvias because of his schedule in the hospital. He wanted to know, is he mechuyev to hear shofar? I think it's more negeah, especially this time of the year where people are traveling, vacation, people are have hectic schedules. Sometimes you don't always have a chance to daven with a minyan. Are you mechuyev then to run around and try to find someone to blow shofar? So the Shaila is presented in the Tzitz Eliezer. And Eliezer Waldenberg and Tzitz Eliezer discusses the Shaila. And he quotes from Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank taina that he has a raya from a Magen Avram that it's a Chovas Yachid. And he presented his argument to the Tzitz Eliezer and they had a back and forth about this Shtickle Torah. So Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank is, we'll call him the minority opinion in the Paiskim, where he thinks that the Chiyav Shofar and Elul is a Chovas Yachid. Every individual, every day must hear Shofar. And if you come into shul and you leave early, so you gotta find someone to blow for you later in the day, you have to somehow hear it. Which according to Rabbi Yashiv, there's no tashlumin anyways, so I'm not sure how that works. I guess somehow, before Shachris, I don't know when according to Rabbi Yashiv does the time limit run out. Once you go to work, it's already after, so you can't make it up anyways. But assuming like with Moshe that there's a makeup, so maybe you gotta go throughout the day and find someone to blow Shofar for you. So he brings a raya from a Reb Magen Avraham. What's his raya? So if you look in the Sisal Yezer, number 7, he writes like this. Sheila sahi, what was the Sheila? Asha nisha metam hachachim godol echa meratis abris, and mitzvah kir shayfa meshach mechadish elu, heskin oise raka la tzibur. I do mafilu hal yachit shem espal, but basically gam hu bichalta kanazois. Who needs to sound the shayfa? It's only if you're in shul, you're davening by yourself. So Reb Pesach Frank answered him, I have a raya from a Magen Avraham. What is raya from the Magen Avraham? So he writes like this. The Magen Avraham says, on the Ramah, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that we don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why? So two pshatim given. One reason is vital arvas to satan. The other reason is to be mafsik bein tkiyas to reshus to tkiyas to chayf. That's the Ramah. Comes along the Magen Avraham and he says, what about in your house? So the Magen Avraham should be basin mutalit to keil islamit. If you want to sound the shofar in your house Erev Rosh Hashanah at night, that's okay. The daikish and mafsik bein tkiyas. Because since we stopped blowing shofar in shul, although you'll be blowing it in your private house, that's okay. That's the Magen Avraham. So says Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, I don't understand this Magen Avraham. V'inemidul yochel leitzivu klal tkei b'me'el. If a private guy in his house never had a chiyah to blow shofar in the first place, v'einam b'chal tekun, he was never included in the first thing about blowing, imkei mamash minu ha-Magen Avraham dul yochel mutl tkei b'beisei. So what's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham? Oh, it's okay, you're allowed to blow by yourself in your house. I don't understand. My blowing at home by myself has nothing to do with the tkei that we've been doing for the last month. What's the connection? Ha-lozel leitzivu litkei. I was never commanded by myself to blow shofar. Why would I have to stop? Elamai says, "If Pesach Frank, you see from here that really a yachid has a chiyuv, and therefore, really in theory, the yachid should not be allowed to blow shofar at night either. But we permit it because since they stop in shul, That's Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank's argument based on a Magen Avraham. So that says Eliezer writes back. He says, "I'm sorry." He uses actually some very strong terms. Because Pesach Frank was much older than it says Eliezer, but I guess that's the way they talked. He disagreed with Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank's Shtickel Torah, and he writes like this on the left side. He says, "Ulam leetzem hashayli hinemei oilam oishaman because oishem Yeshua afilu mahabedaktikim biyoser." He says, "I never heard of in my entire life, even the frumest of people." I never heard a guy who said he has to daven b'chidus because of whatever reason is, try to hunt someone down to blow shayfa for him. I never heard of such a thing, even with good Jews. He says, "V'Yisrael im einam neviim v'tom kishadim mesopik lan arminu puk chazima omadeva." Says we have a rule in halacha: do what the people do. Go look and see what happens in the streets. And we never heard of such a thing. Okay, that's not always such a compelling argument, because not everyone in the street knows what they're doing. So he backs that up with some svaris. And listen to the svaris. Where Mam is getting into the psychological understanding of a human being. Says it to Eliezer like this. Al-kei nirili boro le'idach kisa. He says, not only do I disagree with the raya of Tzvi Pesach Frank's the Magen Avraham, not only do I think the minhag is not like him, I'll prove that he's not correct. Why? He says, she t'kosat ki hoisi rak b'tzibu v'le b'yochid. U'mitamei d'chotet kinu me'en amor t'kinu. Says it says, go back to the original source of the halacha. What was the source of the halacha? Was the sounding of Moshe Rabbeinu Shofar prior to him going up to be Mekabel Luchos. We're copying Moshe Rabbeinu's actions. Says the Tzitzeliezer, ain't by the Chedusha. Go back to the source. In the source, the way the story happened, it was a Tzibur event. This was all of Klai Yisrael together. There wasn't individuals. So therefore, says the Tzitzeliezer, it has to be Tzibur. Aye, what happened to the Svara to get motivated? He says, but that was also based on a pasuk. What was the pasuk? Im yitok ha-shayfah bi'ir v'om lo yichradu. U'bi'ir heri gam kim perusha b'tzibur. Even that pasuk was b'tzibur. Then he says, "Ulchein called the tikkun keina omer tikkun l'tkay betzibur." Avloy is called takon l'tkay gam biyochid. V'yitochin lahaz bezoyz gam besvara. Says it to Eliezer, even if you don't want to be so technical that you got to copy the storyline, I'll give you a logical reason. What's his reason? She es oyrus mikol shreif mikablam rakish shoyimim kol hashreif betzibur. Says it to Eliezer, this oyrus that a person gets is not when he hears it by himself; it's when he hears it in a group setting. This oyrus kezoyz loy bokish shetoykin biyachad bein al bein atzmai. You don't get it. He's very convinced that it's only b'yachid. So let's go back to my case. I had a shayla. I wanted to know if I hear the shayfer in my house from a shul across the street. So according to the Tzitzeles, it's no good. Because I'm not going to get the hisayris from it. It's the backwards of it. He's saying that when you hear shayfer by yourself, not only you're not mekayim the purpose. So if that's true, when I hear the shayfer in my house, when I'm by myself without a tzibur, kenzan, I have to hear shayfer again according to his lomdus. Because even though I heard a shayfer, but because I wasn't with the tzibur, I can't connect. I wasn't yaitz. Maybe. Right. I don't count. But maybe that's what one could say. This is the chakira, which is basically a machloikis of Tzvi Pesach Frank and the Tzitz Eliezer. So in Rotka Tzvi, if Tzvi Kerizman wants to taina in number 8, he thinks that Tzvi Pesach Frank is right, at least in lomdus. You'll see then that throughout his piece, he brings rayas or attempted rayas to disagree, but he starts with thinking that Tzvi Pesach Frank is right strictly in lomdus. Why? It's logical. Even though Tzvi Pesach Frank backed it up with a Magen Avraham, it's still logical. Why? Why should this Takanas Chazal be different than all the Takanas Chazal? And we have a principle in Takanas Chazal, we always like to copy the Torah. So if the assumption is that the Tekir Shefer of Elul is similar to Tekir Shefer de Rosh Hashanah, then you're right. Then that should be Yachid, just like Shefer and Rosh Hashanah is Yachid. Now, I would have disagreed that it was a whole different type of Takana. It's not like the Shefer of Elul is supposed to mimic and copy the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah. They're two independent things with two independent purposes. So they don't have to keep the same rules. Called Rabban and Kein der Isatik, and that's when the Takana's Chazal is supposed to be similar. Yom Tif Sheini, keeping the second day Yom Tif. Or things like that. Here, this is a whole different thing. It had nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. It had to do with other things. So to say that they should follow the same rule is a big tzarachim, I mean, why he assumes this assumption that they should follow that rule. In Rav Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt has the same tshuva, but listen to what he writes in number 9. He writes that my friend, Yoel Schwartz, asked me this shayla, whether or not it's a chayv tzibur, chayv tziyachid. And listen to Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. He says, v'chafashti v'lema tzasi. I looked, I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find anyone who talks about this. Which he's right. As far as I know, till this tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer came along, I don't know anyone else who really talked about it. It's not brought down in early Paiskim. It's not brought down in Rishonim. So he writes over here that he thinks, he starts off thinking like the Tzitz Eliezer. He writes, if you go like the other two reasons brought down in the Torah, that it's lahazer b'tshuva or to confuse the satan, him can gambi achet shaychze. Lahazer b'tshuva, why shouldn't you need the motivation to do tshuva when you're by yourself? So Tzitz Eliezer said, well, because you won't get the motivation. So he said, no, you won't get the motivation. So why not? Maybe it's a psychological machlokes. I don't know. Miu me'achesha tor gam tziyuv hatam la'arves satan near zedavka b'tzibur. Then he says, "Arves satan." That's something you only do b'tzibur. The satan doesn't get confused if it's a private shayfer. It's only when everyone's together. Which I'm not sure why. If the arves satan, that he's going to confuse it with the shayfer shal Rosh Hashanah. The shayfer shal Rosh Hashanah is done b'yichidus, right? It's done privately because it's the chayves yachid. But okay, I give up trying to understand arves satan. I don't understand what exactly that means. So he writes at the end, he doesn't understand what it should be. Then he says, "V'yedidi, my good friend, Agreinim Chaim Kanievsky, kasav li bazed einoygim rak b'tzibur." So Chaim Kanievsky will put him in the category of the Tzitz Eliezer. He held it's only a chayves tzibur, it's not a chayves yachid. Then he goes on to quote some other people, quotes of Avraham Moshe Sachachovsky, that says, "Like tekinu chazal el doim lezman Moshe." Same argument. Then he quotes from Reb Ruderman. He quotes over there, Reb Ruderman Shlita said the same idea, that so right now the compelling argument is on the side of Tzibur. Majority of Achreinim, except for Tzibur Pesach Frank, are of the opinion that it's Chayvus Tzibur. He then quotes Reb Yitzchak Bornstein Shlita, Kasli Bezer, Tlefi Koltami Haminag in the Chalik Ben Yachal Tzibur. He thinks Fakert. If you go with the reasons fit all of them. Why? He says the mistambu the samulikra the kiku b'choy the shayfer the haynu choy the shalim. It says in the pasuk kiku b'choy the shayfer. He's supposed to blow a whole month, so he's supposed to blow. In ken kivin sheker chiv tkiyas b'shana. Who gam biyachid gam haminay shat tkiyas b'choy the el gam shayich biyachid. He also connects the shayfer to the shayfer of Rosh Hashanah to this, even though we mentioned earlier there's no connection. So he seems to disagree. But again, we have Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Ruderman, Tzitz Eliezer, all seem to be of the opinion, and mentioned earlier Rabbi Yashiv, all seem to be of the opinion that it's a Chayvus Tzibur, not a Chayvus Yach.
If it's a Chayvus Tzibur, do you have to stick around?
I would have assumed that you shouldn't leave. It's not correct.
But it's a Chayvus
Tzibur. Right. So once you leave,
you're
100%. Once you leave, you're okay. No, we, you know, maybe it's not right to leave the Tzibur, but once you leave, you're not obligated 100%, according to this opinion. Right, that's clearly Chiv Yachid, right. So that doesn't bother me, because I think it's Pasha that they're two separate things. They're not supposed to copy each other. I don't know why we have this idea in our head that they're supposed to copy each other. I think they're two independent Chiv. So Nita Gavriel, interesting, on the next page, Nita Gavriel writes, "Kama mispalo b'yichidis b'mei elu yeshut kai b'shefer." If you daven b'yichidis, you should bring your shefer along with you. Vesepis, where did he get it from? So on the footnote, he writes, on the bottom, he writes that even he starts over the Tzitz Eliezer, and then he quotes over here from this Shas Tshuva, Siach Yitzchak, who says, Yesh l'tkoye gam b'yichidis, kivin sh'toykim l'tshuva. Which again is a fair argument. If you assume that the reason for doing this for tshuva, so then why shouldn't you have to do tshuva even b'yichidis? Then he quotes on the top that was the opinion of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe held that even b'yichidus you have to blow shayfer. So if you're a Lubavitcher chassid, so you got to make sure to take your shayfer with you wherever you go, so you can be mekayim tkiyas shayfer during the chodesh el. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky is quoted in the Sefer Kovetz Halachas where he disagrees. He goes with the majority of Achreinim and he writes, "Yochid hamispal v'beis." If someone's davening in their house, v'chem mishal eshama tkiyas achatzila, someone missed the tkiyas, we left early. Kegoin shotuch lases beis akneses kaidim gematfila, which is very common for many people. They have to leave early. Ain shum chiv l'shmayet tkiyas shayfer. You're not obligated to hear it again. Omnam toiv al kolpanim l'shtadol l'shmayet. It's good to try to hear it. I don't disagree with that. I think it is nice. No one's going to disagree. But the letter of the law does not dictate, does not obligate one, because we assume, not like a Tzibur Pesach Frank, we assume it's a Chayvus Tzibur. This is written by a Rav in Brooklyn, Rabbi Kleinman. He's a Rav in Flatbush. He's very close to Shmuel Kamenetsky. So when he writes a Sefer, pretty much everything there is ran by Shmuel. So he has two parts of a Sefer, the top and the bottom. The bottom is more of the Mar Mekaymus, and there he quotes Mamish word for word, Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky told him. But I think all the Pesachim there go through him. So this is his Pesach. Again, this is not such a Chiddush. I think this is what most Achreinim hold. The majority of Achreinim seem to hold the Chayvus Tzibur, not a Chayvus Yach. This Siach Yitzchak, everyone proves as, but in the Frank Greenblatt assumes, Chaim Kanevsky assumes, Rabbi Yashiv we saw, Chaim Kanevsky, Rabbi Yashiv, he quotes him a Bruderman, that the majority of Paiskim held that's a Chayvasi, but not a Chayvasi Yachid. Yeah, yeah, I don't disagree with that. But you have to go back to all the other Svaras that we mentioned earlier.
I mean, the Svaras
that
we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I think they're debatable. They want to debate. Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, 100%. According to Tzitzit, it's not that you shouldn't, you're not going to accomplish what's supposed to be accomplished. That's his argument. His argument is that not only you're not obligated, you might just be wasting your time. See, if Shmuel Kamesh doesn't seem like that. So maybe if you're blowing yourself versus if someone else blows it for you, I don't know. Yes, according to him, according to that Lomas Zizeliezer, then you should blow. Yeah, that's a good point. And like, you know, when you go to the airport and you always gather those people who didn't daven yet, who didn't lane yet. So you gather all those people who left davening early and blow shayfa for them. Maybe. That might be better according to him, 100%. That might accomplish the feeling of tzibur. In the Ratzka Tzvi, again, in this piece of Ratzka Tzvi, he has an agenda, in my opinion, where he really wants to prove his point to this Chakir that it's a Chayv Sibur. I think some of the rayas are highly debated, but we'll go through another raya that he brings. Number 12, he quotes a Bach. The Bach is more than he quotes it. If you look up the Bach, it's a long Bach. The Bach is really trying to understand the whole tour of where everything is learned out from the Chayva of El, Tkiyas the El, but he quotes only a piece of the Bach. And the Bach says like this, Ola Lekim Besrua, Tura Shal Rosh Hashanah. It says in the Pasuk, Ola Lekim Besrua, that's referring to the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Hashem Bekol Shofar, that's referring to the Tkiyas of Chayda Shal. The agenda of the Bach over there was just to see where do you see in the Pesukim any source that this Pasuk is referring to Shofar Shalal. That's the end of the Bach. Comes along to your eyes and he says, Umevur Midvarav, Hishvia Berura Beit Tkiyas to Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyas to Chayda Shal. You see that the Bach is showing you that there's a direct correlation between the two Tkiyas. That's not exactly what the Bach is saying. He's not saying that they're the same. He's just mentioned that they're both being referenced by the pasuk. Oh, therefore he says, oh, v'nuchalim nikach shagam begedra chiyah bein hevda bein atzkiyas mer shoshana atzkiyas be'elu u'shneim mechiva yachidim. You don't see that at all from the Bach. That's not the Bach's agenda. And sometimes you don't see that. The Bach was just showing you where in the psukim does this shofar fit in. Doesn't mean they have to have the same lundus, but that's his right. Then he quotes a right from an Aruch HaShulchan, which I really don't understand. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, "Well, if Yichach Nogu call Yisrael at Kei B'Shefer Achat Tfilah Kol Chodesh Zeh." That's the end of the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, if I were to read that Aruch HaShulchan, I'd say Aruch HaShulchan means Kol Yisrael means all Jewish communities. Meaning, this is not like L'David Hashem Oiri, which was some communities and not others. This was a widely accepted minhag. Says it to Karaisman, "Uktzas Mashem Mitzvreim Shat Tzibur Noig Lot Kei B'Shefer Ki Chayvezu Mutelas Al Tzibur." I really don't understand what the right from the Aruch HaShulchan is. You don't see anything in the Aruch HaShulchan besides the fact that this is widely accepted in the Klai Yisrael. I agree. It's widely accepted in the Klai Yisrael, but it could still be possibly a Chayvaz Yachar or Chayvaz Sibur. I think there's no raya whatsoever from this comment in the Aruch HaShulchan. So we'll leave it up to debate to how much of a raya we have from that. How much or how many sounds should be sounded on Rosh Chodesh Elul? So we mentioned earlier, we'll see it again in the Mat Ephraim, Matzah number 14. Toikim b'choyoyim achar gemar tefila tashrat. Mat Ephraim said, how many sounds should you sound? Just a tashrat. That's it, you're done. If you look in the Bach, in Kuf Tzadi Beis, not in Hilchas El, but later on Hilchas Tkiyas Shofar, the Bach says like this. He's going on that very long Taisvus in Rosh Hashanah, where Taisvus goes through the whole various Cheshbonis of the Koilus and all the different sounds. So he quotes like this. The near the time of the Kivan de Ma'achas Shetikin Abavo, B'Shem Sofik L'Tkoye Tashrat V'Tashat V'Terat, once we have a takana to blow tashrat, to we blow the whole, all three sets, imkin kol yocher atakeh b'tzibur, anytime an individual blows b'tzibur, ein lo litkoye ela b'seder hazeh. He always must follow this seder. Mishum dim yitok atashrat, aytashat aytarat levad, because if you're only going to blow one of the three sets, says the Bach, yisbru hashayim mishizeh u'ikrat kia. People are going to think that this is all that really counts. V'yavo litois, they're going to come and make a mistake. And therefore he writes, ulufizeh kol atkiyas after kol chodesh el. Says the Bach, even the Shofar of Elul, which is not obligatory midiraisa, v'yitku pepachas elakaseder hazeh. You have to blow the same thing, tashrat, tashat, and tarat. But he concludes, v'le nagu kein. But no one does that. So this is what some chassidim do. Some chassidish communities taka do this Bach. Even though the Bach himself says, v'le nagu kein, some people are makbet to blow a tashat, a tarat, and a tashat. The efshed, the rabbeinu tam tikkun tashrat in lochosh, okay, he says maybe it's not such a problem, but that's where it comes from such a minute. So the Shaila comes up in the Sefer Shevet HaKohasi. He asks us a very interesting Shaila. He says, "Masha nogul itkay b'chayde shofar im yesh lahakbish atkiyas yekedin." Every once in a while, a guy blows chayde shofar. He's not exactly the best paltake. There's always some lunik in the back who's starting to make some form of a problem. Oh, it's not good. It's not long enough. It's not this. It's not that. Is there a reason to be concerned about the actual tzura of the shofar? This is really more symbolic, more than anything. So that was the question he asked. Second question is, can a cotton blow shofar? There's no doubt a cotton can blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah for a gedolim. Can a cotton blow shofar in Elul? There's no one else to put up a cotton. I guess you can even add even an isha. You put up an isha to blow shofar. Okay, depending on the type of shul you daven in. If they have enough women at shachris, so they can also maybe blow shofar. Maybe. That's the shadow. Possibly. I had a tzad once, maybe just hold up the shofar. Maybe that's good enough. People see the shofar, then they're from the shofar. You put a shofar sound on your phone, it sounds like a shofar. Maybe that's also good enough. So he answers like this. To me, a chiddush. He writes, "Umashma mehabach de boishi atkias kedin." He times that from this bach that we just read, you see that the tkias have to have a structure to them. The same way we care about tashrat, tashat, tarat, we'd also care that they have to have the right halachas. Now, I don't think that's true. I think all you see from the bach is we don't want to give the wrong idea of what the definition of a tkias is. But the nitty-gritty halachas, that the Bach didn't say you need. All the Bach was concerned was that people shouldn't get the wrong idea of what a tekiah is. So therefore, we can't give people the wrong idea. Now, you could argue and say, but everyone knows this is not real. Everyone knows this is fake. But again, if we're going to make a tekiah, it has to be the tzura. To say it has to have all the details and all the sounds and the lengths, maybe and maybe not. But he thinks that you have a right from the Bach. And therefore, he passes halach l'maisa. Ulefizeh, yesh lahakbet gam kem shalei toker cotton. He says, A, it has to have all the right sounds, and you can't even have a cotton blow. You can't use a pasul shofar. The din lechatchila k'shofar de Rosh Hashanah, and you have to treat it like the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Very bichidish that he paskins that it has to be done kedas kedin by a bar chiyuva, and the shofar itself has to be kosher. In another volume, in Chelek Gimel, the shofar d'kasi is put on the defense of his psak because people said to him that we found the mafurish ritva, we found the ritva in Rosh Hashanah. It says you don't have to have all the halachas. So he defends it. He writes, "Very easy. That I saw a certain gadol says that's not true. I'm incorrect." They'd say, "Look in the ritva in Rosh Hashanah." He says, "Venisi b'ritva da'ibit kishem matziyim kippur." So they looked up that ritva. That ritva is talking about kish shayfer on matziyim kippur, not kish shayfer in el. Also, rag zechli yovel. That's only done the zechli yovel. Or the dia shulaylo to show it's nighttime. Ayin Tosfos has a bunch of reasons why we sound the shofar on Matzah Yom Kippur. But avlat kish b'chodesh elo shulah oira b'tshuva yeshloimed lechatchila b'inin she'at kish kedin. I think that's debatable as well. Meicha teisa. Again, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah has rules because it's in the derisa. This shofar is a whole separate akana. Again, we have in our head that they're the same, and we kind of have to make them work. Meicha teisa, the two independent chiyuvim. So again, the Tzvika Reiser makes his argument again. He says again in 16, he says Baram at kiz be'el hin chayves at tzibur harish ein hechuch sheged the chiyuv at kiz be'el you can get the chiyuv at kiz Rosh Hashanah. He says 1 second, if you come out like the Tzitzel Yezer that the kiz shofar the elular chayves tzibur, then automatically they're not similar to the kiz shofar the Rosh Hashanah, which is chayves yachid. So who says they have to have the same rules? Maybe they could be done by katan, and they could be done shorter, and they could be done with a pasul shofar. So he thinks if you hold it to chayvus yachid, then you have to be lishitase all the way through. Again, I don't think it's mochach either. I think even if you hold it to chayvus yachid, maybe it still doesn't have to have the same rules as Rosh Hashanah. It's a chayvus yachid during Elul, not a chayvus yachid of a shofar during Rosh Hashanah. So I don't think it's mitlatali whatsoever in this chakir. Halacha l'maisa, what do some of the other paiskim say? So Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky paskins in number 17, he writes that kish shofar to chayvus Elul ain't sar gadol dafka. You don't need a gadol. He disagrees with the shevet akasi. He thinks you can use anyone. Sheb emes gam a cotton yochel to kaya tkiyas ilu, even a cotton can blow. Ach noigim but kaya ide gadol, minigas to use a gadol. Uposhet, shemen gadol sheyadu alat kaya. If you don't have an adult who knows how to blow, v'yesham cotton ayadu alat kaya, yitaka ha cotton. Let the cotton blow shofar. So he disagrees with his svara. He thinks the cotton, same psak is given by the Nitta Gavriel. He writes him, ain shom balte kaya al cotton yochel hulat kaya. Ach lechatchil yitaka gadol shem kavet zibur. But he has 2 choices. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky said the same thing. 2 choices. Better give to a gadol. Then he says the next chiddush: Ein bedaktim tkiyas shofar chiddush elu b'chol adidim shal tkiyas. Don't worry about all the detailed halachas. If the shvam tshura was long enough, it wasn't long enough. None of that really matters when for tkiyas the chiddush elu. What about the shayla that does come up? If let's say you come to shul late, or you damish shemen esrei slowly, and by the time they're up to shofar, you're middle shemen esrei. What do you do now? So you have 2 choices. You can either stop shemen esrei, or you continue Shemana Esrei and not really focus so much on the Shef. So in the Shef of the Kossi was asked to Shaila, he writes, Kishomah b'Shemana Esrei v'shomah t'kiyas, ma'a she tekim b'chodesh Elul, he'm mutlay lahafsik b'shtika, you'll have to stop and just be quiet, k'dei l'shomah t'kiyas. So his answer is, u'mikomokah, m'shil aseinu nire, dim lo yucha l'shomah achakach t'kiyas. And let's say, for example, there won't be another minion later on where you'll be able to catch it, which for most of us there isn't, because we usually have to go somewhere. Then mutulay lahafsek l'shmaya. You are allowed to stop Shemana Esrei to listen. Kivin duhu mina kadmo in l'shmaya tkiyas shofar, since it's an early established minog. K'may shehevi atur v'avi hefsek l'tzerech mitzvah. That's a a justifiable hefsek, and you're allowed to do it. If you could time it better, try to finish a bracha, and this way you do it that way. They asked the same shout to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Do you have to stop? And Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Kedaki HaKodesh, answered one word, Kane. Yes. He said you should stop.
Since a reel comes up if you're in the middle of the yom.
Correct. Correct.
Or
so those things I would be mafsik for, though.
Yeah, clearly you should.
Correct.
Stop, right?
Shmuel Kamenetsky says, "Same psak misha oma beemtzah shmeneh esrei kishatoykin niruyoy sheish lahakshiv l'tkiyas." He thinks you should also stop and listen to the shofar. But I found a better shayla that Shmuel Kamenetsky talks about. He says, "What happens if you're the Baal Tekeah and you're in the middle of shmeneh esrei, and now everyone's waiting for you? They're getting people already looking at the clock. They got to get the train. What are you like? You're in the middle of shmeneh esrei." What are you allowed to do? Listen to what he passes, number 22. He writes, everyone's at the end of davening. So first, Shaila is your middle Brichas Kriyashma. Okay. So there he says, no problem. Stop Brichas Kriyashma, go blow Shofar and come back. Okay, I think that's not such a chiddush. You're middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You shouldn't stop Shemoneh Esrei. Unless you're starting to feel very uncomfortable and you know that you're not davening properly because everyone's staring at you and looking over your shoulder to see what page you're up to, how quick you're going to be. Paskim Shul Kamenetsky, such a case, she'oz mutter. Then it's mutter to blow in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And he writes in the bottom, Oymer Mary Rebbe Shlita. Here he said he spoke to Shul Kamenetsky directly and he told him, Tebderech Klalim Hu Be'emtza Shemoneh Esrei Kishigmar Tzibur Tfilosam Ve'en Lem Bal Tekeah. Generally speaking, is if you're in that situation, he says, they're always looking at who can blow. You're not going to be able to daven properly. Just, you know, you feel that everyone's looking at you and everyone's, you know, waiting for you. You can't have kavana. So he writes, you're allowed to stop your davening and blow for them, because that's a tzorech hatfila atzmai. Big chiddush lahalacha. The other shayla that Achareim talk about is, why does everyone stand for the shofar? A lot of people stand for shofar d'el. Do you really have to stand for shofar d'el? Now, you don't really have to stand for shofar d'Rosh Hashanah. Right? That's the whole thing called tkiyas d'miyushal. It used to be done sitting. So almost all the Achareim, Chaim Kanievsky and Shevet HaKahasi, they all pass on halacha l'maaseh, you don't have to stand. So why does everyone stand? Because they're standing anyways, usually because it was either aleinu or there was a kaddish, taking off the tefillin. It was strictly because of that's what they were doing anyways. No halachic requirement to stand. What about women? Are women mechuyev to hear shofar during Chodesh El? Now, the Nizek Gavriel writes in number 25, Noshim einam adurois l'shmoyat kir shofar b'Chodesh El. He's right, I don't disagree. I want to know why. Why are they not included in this takonas chazal? Again, if it has to do with tshuva, they have to do tshuva as much as we do. So if you'll tell me some shtickle Torah that's connected to Sheva Shal Rosh Hashanah, so women are part of Sheva Shal Rosh Hashanah. But if you go like the Magen Avraham, that Kvashav Yalem Chayva, women already made themselves obligated in Sheva to Rosh Hashanah, so then maybe they're also obligated in Sheva to El. Okay, so he writes in the bottom, the reason why they're part of it because it says Man Grom. That's definitely true. V'gam, if you have time, pick the blows, ain't a Shech V'noshim. He says, because if you have to do with the Chet Ego, they weren't in the Chet Ego. They didn't need that extra reminder. We the men needed that reminder because we sinned the first time. Since women didn't need it. Since the women didn't need it, that's why they don't have to. What happened to the thing of tshuva? He doesn't talk about that pshat. There's Harris b'tshuva, women need tshuva as much as men, that he doesn't discuss. But I think he's 100% right that you're not going to find too many women that listen to Shevet Lingo. What? Shevet Lingo, you're right. If you're going to go with that reason. So the question we mentioned at the beginning of the shir is, if it's taka, takanas chazal, why is there no bracha? Why don't we make a bracha? Asher k'dishonim mitzvayse v'tzivaru l'tkaya shofar b'chodesh el. It's a takanas chazal. So Ephraim Greenblatt, number 26, discusses the shayla. He brings a couple of pshatim. I think one pshat, which is the best, he writes over here, because shezeu rak hachono k'dei l'oyer b'tshuva, v'nis'oyrei aydei davaracha ula ein tzarech l'tkaya. Big chiddush. He thinks the shofar is not be'etzem what we wanted. We really wanted you to do tshuva. This was one or maybe the best vehicle to do it. But if you can be misayir from a good shmooze, or you can be misayir from learning a musa sefer, so then you don't have to use this venue. So therefore you can't make a bracha. Which means lefizeh, if I know that the shofar does nothing for me and a musa sefer does more for me, so you tell me I don't have to hear the shofar? I think that's a big chiddush to say that. The other way of saying it is that maybe the shofar is only hachana, if it itself is not a mitzvah, and therefore you don't have to do it. But the problem is, that does not fit the words of the Rishonim. The words of the Rishonim was, l'chein hiskinu chachameinu. So you got to work with the words. So the shtickle tzarechin. I think it's a good kasha. Why there's no brach? So if Salvechik has a famous piece over here, where he speaks about over here what was minig litta. He writes over number 27, this is in Harikadim, similar in Nefesh HaRav, it's also brought down, just much more short version. Here in Harikadim, it's a little bit more lengthy. Salvation was bothered with the following. He says, in Litta, they used to blow the shofar after davening, after they said L'David. What do? We blow shofar, then we say L'David. So if Salvechik said, what's Takap Shat Minaglita? Why did they do it that way? So he says it's Pashat. He says, Ubir min Hogumah Pia Ramah. It's based on the Ramah. The Ramah says, Mirish Chedish Ve'eluch Maskilot Kaya Acher Hatfila Shachris. You blow it after Shachris. Umevur that Kiyas Heim Acher Hatfila. The Loibisayich Seder Hatfila. That there's actually a time for when these Kiyas are supposed to take place. Not just throughout davening, at the end, at the conclusion of davening. Vahatam, says Salvechik, the Einshum Shaykh has been at Kiyas to Seder Hatfila. There's really no direct connection. Ki at Kiyah Hi Achroze V'toychocho Le'am B'shoshi Yoitzim B'Besek Nes Loshu B'tshuva. As we saw the same alumnus in Rav Moshe, that the reason why we sound it now is this is your last time before you go out to the world. Now is when you need that Musar Shmuz. The Heim Zeichel at Kiyah Shetaku B'Shosh Adam Moshe Rabbeinu Hakanam at Kiyas Elohim Lo Oyre LeTshuva VeElohim Sheiches Klal Seder Atfila Ulechein Toikim LaAcha Gemar Kol Atfila. Therefore, says Rav Salvechik, it's supposed to be done after davening. Davening's not over yet. Davening's over when you leave. If you're going to still say LaDavid, then davening's not over yet. So the counter tanya to that is that davening really is over. We're punk saying a kapitel Tehillim, but davening is really over. Salvation would say, it's not over in Lomdus, it's over when you're walking out of the door. You're not walking out of the door yet, you're still going to stick around for another 2 minutes and say a kaddish and eat a hair. And therefore, if Salvation held that wasn't the minute. I think that according to Salvation, it wouldn't be correct to blow shofar in the middle of davening. According to Salvation, it sounds like, based on the Ramah, it's supposed to be specifically at the end of davening, not at any other point. That's what it sounds like to me. But that's where Salvation's alumnus, and the reason why you should really blow at the end of everything is to be Mekayim the Ramah, to blow shofar at the end of Tefillah.